Time for our weekly chat with Freddie P., CanadianThinker.com. He's on the line. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellows.
How are you today?
Very good.
You're good? You're just sitting around enjoying your life, thinking, you know what, it's all right.
Yeah, it is. You know, it could be worse. It could always be worse.
Yes, certainly could be.
I don't have too much to complain about.
No. That's the way you got to kind of look at it. We could have things a lot better. It could be a hell of a lot worse. We're kind of right in the middle.
Yeah, that's fine.
Alrighty, yesterday, if you were around a TV or a radio when the news reports
Anything.
Were on, everybody would have been hearing this.
As to the charge of first-degree murder, verdict as to count one, we, the jury, find the defendant not guilty, so say we all, dated at Orlando, Orange County, Florida, on this 5th day of July, 2011.
And so Casey Anthony is found not guilty in the death of her daughter, Kaylee. And Freddie, I guess you, like many other people, completely shocked that she was found not guilty, just like we were, I guess, back in the OJ days.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I was fascinated last night. I spent a lot of time flipping around the news channels, getting the analysis on it. I think the general consensus is, I mean, something really stinks here. They just didn't have enough evidence against her. That's all there was to it.
Yeah, I guess the prosecutors just obviously, much like the OJ case, didn't do their job. When you have this type of evidence, it doesn't. You know, I don't understand. I've never been in a jury, so I've never been through the routine. But you would think from the things that they had, like the Google searches of a chloroform that she was had on her computer and. Neck breaking and the body found in her car and all these things, the body found close to her home. Doesn't the common man say, well, isn't that enough evidence?
Yes, but, you know, in the Constitution of the United States, and we have similar here in Canada, innocent until proven guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt or beyond a reasonable doubt or whatever. And from what I can gather, even the linked evidence, all the things that you just mentioned, just wasn't enough to put somebody away. Put somebody away, she would have got the death penalty. So
yeah.
I think that played into it as well. When you have the death penalty hanging there and you're not quite sure and the evidence isn't quite complete, how do you do that? From what I gather, the biggest mistake made was they... For the charges, they went too far. They shouldn't have gone for first-degree murder. They should have gone for manslaughter or something on that level, and it would have made the jury be a little more, I don't want to say afraid, but a little less likely to give her that not guilty verdict.
Yeah, I think this is one of those cases where you just can't blame the jury at all for their decision. It was a unanimous decision. Everything was presented to them by the prosecution
right.
and the defense, and either the prosecution did a poor job of exposing their case, or the defense did a great job of proving it was all circumstantial.
Exactly. And, you know, the average no mind, like we fellows,
mm-hmm.
You look at everything in front of you, and you just go, well, this is a slam dunk. She's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And then the interesting thing is that then there a contempt builds up. I mean, she wasn't a very popular girl throughout the United States or North America during this trial, or even over the last 3 years when this has been an actual issue and story. Not a very popular person because everybody just charged to the verdict, right? She was guilty. She did it. This heartless little slut killed her 2-year-old daughter so she could go out and live the life of, a bar chick or whatever.
That's right. Supposedly, even when her daughter was missing, she was out at wet T-shirt contests and all sorts of things.
Well, exactly. And how do you explain that? I mean, it's pathetic. It really is pathetic. We'll never know. Even if she didn't murder the child, when the child was missing, why did she behave like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is... How the world felt about her really made yesterday's verdict sting that much more
mm-hmm.
because people wanted her to be guilty.
Sure.
They wanted her to get the death penalty. And for it to be like a complete 360 and here she, or 180, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
and to be innocent was, or not innocent, again, that point was made last night. She was not found innocent. She was found not guilty.
Not
There's
guilty.
A big difference.
Yeah, there certainly is.
But for that verdict to come down, it literally disappointed a lot of people.
It did, and you make a good point, one that I hadn't thought of, in that I'm sure sitting on that jury, it is incredibly tough to lay down a hammer on a young woman and say you're going to get death. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you're right. Maybe the prosecution should have just gone after a manslaughter or a lesser verdict or a lesser charge. That way she would have served a proper jail sentence for this but not got the death penalty.
Well, exactly. If it had been, and again, I think she was found not guilty of some level of manslaughter as well, but when you're found not guilty of first-degree murder, just the way the system works, I guess they had to let her off the manslaughter too. But if that had been the only charge, the whole perspective on this thing would have been different for that jury, and I'm sure that the verdict would have been different. So, hey, mistakes are made, and from time to time these trials pop up and we get big surprises. You know, on one hand, if you really want to be analytical with this and be proud of the system that we live under and similar to the United States, it really was a victory because if the evidence isn't there, this is one of those situations where unless it's all there, unless you can prove that I did it, I am not guilty. And that held true yesterday.
Yeah, the only thing she was found guilty of was four misdemeanor counts of providing false information to a law enforcement officer, and she could get up to 1 year in jail for each of those. That sentencing happens tomorrow.
Gentlemen, what's going to be interesting now is watching her going forward now.
Mm-hmm.
They say she could get up to 1 year for you know, lying or giving the wrong information to a law enforcement officer, whatever that charge is. Or whatever that conviction is, she probably won't because she's already been in jail for 3 years.
Right.
So she'll probably walk with a little probation. What's going to be interesting now is to watch her life going forward. Because, like it or not, she's a celebrity now. She's going to be in, you know, all those magazines you see at the checkout?
Mm-hmm.
At the grocery store? She's going to be on those.
She'll be all over.
Front and center.
Yeah, there was
some. They're going to be following her and watching her and seeing how she conducts her life going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens. Will she self-destruct or will she end up in trouble like OJ did? Other kind of trouble.
And that I think is maybe where a lot of people cross their fingers and hope that down the road she'll eventually pay for these crimes through some other mistake. And like you said, she will become a celebrity. People like Sharon Osbourne and some others commenting that it'll be just a matter of time before she gets her own reality show. So I'm sure.
Hey, listen, anything is possible now.
Uh-huh.
Anything is possible with television the way it is and the specialty channels and reality shows and the way they're scraping the bucket for content.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that
yeah.
could happen.
Yeah, and people hate her so much that they'll read about her and they'll watch her just in spite.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
It'll be the book, the whole thing.
Crazy story, fascinating story, and it's far from over.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And with the celebrities and the tweeting, interesting that Kim Kardashian was one of the first to be on her tweets and saying that she was shocked at this verdict and couldn't believe it. And it's interesting that she would make these comments considering her dad was a part of the defense that got OJ off. And she said, well, I can have my own opinion on this, but sometimes it's better just to shut your mouth, perhaps.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I thought about that last night when I forget the name of the lead defense lawyer.
What was his
You know,
name?
The comments he was making. I'm thinking, wow, you know, these people are a special breed, just like they were in the OJ.
Oh, yes.
You know, F. Lee Bailey and Bob Shapiro and Johnny Cochran. They're a special breed when they pretty well know that their client is guilty, yet they're getting them off, and they celebrate when they do get them off.
Yeah, her attorney was Jose Baez.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Jose Baez.
That's why the defense attorneys make the big bucks.
Yeah, and he certainly is going to be able to bill a lot of people a lot of money now because this guy was an obscure Florida lawyer.
Yeah.
Nobody had heard of him. Now everybody's going to be calling.
He has come
through.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he too is a celebrity now.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting that the jurors, all 12 of them, chose not to speak to the media because, you know, in today's world, even a juror now could become a celebrity if they chose.
True enough.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them probably are feeling, although they found her not guilty, probably feeling guilty in their heart somewhere, I would think, this morning, that they weren't able to pin somebody to this crime.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, Freddie, always a pleasure. We'll continue to read our favorite blog, that being CanadianThinker.com.
loving you, fellows.